this year. Just, you never know what's going to happen. You guys are won the first race and qualified well at the second race, and then you've said that you guys have kind of had to find your groove again. What are your talks with Dickie, your crew chief, like these days?
Well, I mean, you say competitive class. I think all of these classes out here are competitive right now. I mean, you don't really know what you're going to get for as far as track service. So, I mean, it's hard to really, you know, be competitive, so to speak, when you're going out there kind of guessing. You know, I think it's one of those things where we're trying to, like, it's a moving target, basically. You're going out there and you're trying to hit this moving target. And you know, I feel so bad for my crew chief sometimes, you know, because I know Don expects results and wants to win. We all want to win. But, you know, you're just seeing it happen, and you're like, you know, these guys are just so frustrated as far as crew chiefs go, and it's wearing on them. You know, it's one of those things where you're just like, you know, like, what do we got to do to get down the racetrack to win, to do this kind of stuff? And I feel for my guys, because they put more pressure on themselves, and they're trying to go down these racetracks that are the variables change so much. And you know, so it's kind of one of those things where, you know, we've had a really off season, but I think most people have as well. There's been so many different race winners because of the track conditions and different things like that. It's changed the game for everybody. So trying to find your groove is just trying to find the groove in the racetrack. You know, it's just one of those deals where it's changing, and we're having to make huge adjustments to the race car to get it to go down. And sometimes it goes, and sometimes it don't. And here lately, we've been pulling the tires loose in the middle of the racetrack when the clutch is coming at it and different things like that. And the car is doing what it's supposed to and what we're asking it to do. We just don't have enough runs in those conditions and those different variables to really say, like, hey, it's going to do this. You know, you go up there and you're in the car and you ask Dickie, you say, what do you think? And he's like, dude, I don't know. You know, we don't have enough data, enough info to really pick out a run on those conditions and those track conditions and the heat and the different variables and less glue and different preps. So just being real with it, I think that, you know, it's everybody struggling with it because nobody knows what's going on.
Switching to a little bit of a different topic, the Thunder Valley Nationals is always falling on Father's Day weekend. This is close to where you live. And as a dad, what does this race kind of mean to you in special events of it?
Yeah, this is one of the most special races I've ever won. You know, everybody's like talks Indy and how big and great and stuff it is. But, you know, I broke down and cried like a little girl out here when I won Bristol because it was Father's Day and had my kids here and my dad was here and my family was here. It was just a special event for me, and it's something that is definitely, you know, one of those that you put up on the mantle, and you know, you just look back and remember. And always, like, for me, it's one of my biggest races that I've ever won and tried to win for a long time, and just kind of hadn't done it since it's my hometown, and we're trying to you know, bring it home for everybody. I mean, we just came out of Dinwiddie, and everybody in the state of Virginia that's even closer, like, hey, you know, hey, we, you know, we're from 4 hours down the road. Hey, we're from 30 minutes down there. And I'm like, all right, brother, that's cool. You know, we're trying to bring it back. But, you know, hopefully we have a little better showing here than we did in Dinwiddie. All four funny cars went out first round, and, you know, dragsters didn't do so well. So we just got to see if we can get, you know, some consistency in some way, shape, or form to go out here. It's going to be hot. It's going to be greasy. Tonight would be really cool. I mean, this is one of the coolest shows. I tell all of my friends and family to come out. You know, Friday night under the lights, it doesn't get any better. You know, we have, you know, just some, these things throw an 8-foot flame out the side of them, and it's just cool. I mean, so tonight is definitely going to be a cool show.
Awesome. Questions from the media, Phil?
Are you feeling more pressure as a driver to try to, you know, save some runs? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think here's the thing, you know, like, you always, you know, get confident when the car is going down the racetrack, and, you know, your lights start getting better, but the cars aren't going down the racetrack anymore, you know. And I think all drivers are having to be like, kind of, all right, get ready to pedal, all right. But, I mean, obviously qualifying, we just lift, you know. But on race day, you're sitting in there and you're thinking, all right, God, where's everybody pulling them loose? Where's this happening? What's that doing? And you're trying to propel yourself mentally to what you're going to do and how you're going to react to some of these situations. And, you know, absolutely, I think, you know, you have to be prepared on race day to do that. Unfortunately, you know, doing that and legging these things out when they smoke the tires and put holes out, it's no different than what Cruz did. You know, blows the bodies off of them. It makes for chaos and oil and town time and all this other stuff. Just knowing that, you know, you're going to have to leg it out on Sunday. So mentally, you're kind of like, is my visor tight? And then secondly, like, how am I going to react to these situations, you know?
Any other stands?
Was it Bristol Dragway that put the love for this sport in your heart and made you want to be part of this sport?
This is the first time I ever watched fuel cars was here, and I was like, what the hell is that? Like, it was just like, it thumped my whole body, and it was just, it's so intense. And, you know, I was probably, I don't know, 13 years old, I got here, and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible, you know. So to be able to walk around in the pits and grow up, you know, kind of being here and then to race here is definitely special for me.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's a little blunt in what it is, but it's what it is, you know?
I'm fine with it.
All right.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.